From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio.
China's economic slowdown is partly due to the government's efforts to clean up air pollution. The slowdown has also contributed to improved air quality. Chinese officials say they've made dramatic progress, especially in typically smoggy Beijing. The density in the air of tiny particles that cause a lot of health issues dropped 12% last year, after dropping 20.5% in 2017. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Beijing.
Every day, Shen Zhoulin checks the weather and air quality forecasts.
I like to stay active, so I care about air quality. If it's polluted, I won't exercise outside.
And if the pollution is really bad, some people lock their windows and turn on multiple air purifiers, like Ms. Liu, who fears government retaliation, so won't give her full name. And if she must go out?
I have a gas mask for a heavy smog.
But these days, you can feel the air has improved, says Li Xiuyan, who delivers yogurt drinks.
I don't drink or smoke, but my throat used to feel bad during smoggy days, and my nose was blocked with filthy stuff. These symptoms have disappeared over the last 2 years.
Engineer Zhou Yi says he didn't pay much attention to pollution before. He was busy making his fortune in real estate and bought two cars, a luxury for most Chinese.
Before, if I wanted to buy a bottle of soy sauce, I would drive to the supermarket because I felt it would be a loss of face for me to walk.
Now he takes public transport. He knows cars, construction sites, and coal heating are the biggest sources of air pollution in Beijing. This awareness came in 2013.
That year, 50 to 70% of the time, we couldn't see anything outside. It was dusty and the air smelled like chemicals.
Zoe started taking photos of Beijing's skyline from the Central Business District every morning and posts them online for comparison. Many other residents also spoke out against pollution. Over the last 6 years, Zoe has noticed more blue skies.
The improvement is because Beijing switched to cleaner energy like natural gas heating and electric buses. Heavy industries have shifted out.
He's now developing an app where you can take a photo and detect the air quality. In Beijing, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.